from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Princess Cruises and Holland America have announced that they've extended their vaccination and pre-cruise testing requirements through February of 22. Pre-cruise testing must be antigen or PCR taken within 2 days before sailing. The lines have also extended its mask policy through February, which applies to elevators, indoor entertainment venues, shops, the casino, and dining rooms unless eating or drinking. And Viking Ocean Cruises has announced that its next ocean ship will debut in early 2023 and be called Viking Saturn. The vessel will sail in the Nordic region, operating two new 15-night itineraries that call to Iceland, Greenland, Norway, and Canada. Also, the popular 8-night cruise around Iceland will be returning aboard Viking Star. Like Viking's other ocean ships, Saturn will be 47,800 gross registered tons and hold 930 guests. And Jacksport Cruise Terminal, right here in Jacksonville, hosted a new ship for a 9-hour port call on Wednesday. Vantage Deluxe World Travel's expedition vessel Ocean Explorer, that's a mouthful, stopped in Jacksonville as the first port of call on an itinerary from Nassau, Bahamas. The ship will visit 6 other East Coast ports before returning to the Bahamas. Aside from our home port ship Carnival Ecstasy, which we won't see until next February or so, Jacksonville occasionally sees vessels from other ports of call, the most recent being the residential ship The World in 2017. And cruise line stocks closed down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 2.8%, 23.65%. Royal Caribbean down 2.1%, 86.73%. And Norwegian down 1.9%, 26.53%. Breaking news and this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Encore at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.